I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just ahead, South African alt-rock. First, though, let's check out a story that surfaced in Guatemala. Actually, it was a submarine that surfaced in the Pacific waters off the Guatemalan coast. So the coastal state or Departamento of Escuintla is the answer to the geoquiz. Authorities there intercepted a 55-foot submarine last week loaded with a U.S.-bound cargo of cocaine. Stephen Dudley has been researching drug trafficking in Central America for the Woodrow Wilson Center for International Scholars. He says these so-called narco subs are an increasing headache for drug enforcement officials.
These submarines are what they call semi-submersibles. They can only dive about 5 or 10 meters below the surface, and therefore they're visible. They're visible to authorities, obviously, who can catch up with them on the waters.
But I also understand because they're just below the surface, they can actually avoid sonar and radar. Is that correct?
To a certain extent, and they've had to use increasingly sophisticated equipment to note things such as the wake that they produce as they're going through the water, and that's how they've been able to capture many of these. In fact, as many as 50 over the last few months. What we've seen is now an upgrade in the submarine technology. Just a few weeks ago, they captured a 100-foot-long sub in the Ecuadorian swamplands that was preparing to ship as much as 10 tons of cocaine. And they believe that that submarine, for instance, could dive well below the surface and actually did not need to be what is called a semi-submersible, didn't need to be near the surface, or and it was even harder to detect.
So in this seizure, they found 5 tons of cocaine. How much potentially could one of these narco subs hold?
The newest one they found in Ecuador could probably hold between 10 and 15 tons. Those would be some of the largest shipments that authorities have ever seen. You know, so these guys are moving a lot of the drugs via these subs. In fact, authorities in Guatemala told me when I was there recently that most of the drugs coming up from South America is moving via water up the coasts of Guatemala. And then on the reverse side, much of it is moving by water or by air into Honduras and then through Guatemala and through Mexico and then on to the United States.
So you're investigating drug trafficking in Central America. Is this 5-ton haul of cocaine seen as a major success in the effort to counter drug trafficking, or is it just a glimmer of the problem as a whole?
The thing is that you might be looking at these submarines, but what we really should be looking at is what's happening on land. And what's happening on land is countries or governments like Guatemala's government is being completely overrun by drug trafficking organizations, including some of these megastructures that are coming out of Mexico, like the Zetas cartel or the Sinaloa cartel, who are completely infiltrating and debilitating at all levels governments like Guatemala's government that faces these challenges without the resources that a Mexico has or without the proper aid that would come from a United States or a European nation. These are the countries that are the almost failed states, not necessarily the Mexicos, but the Guatemalas and the Honduras's.
So if Guatemala is geographically stuck between suppliers like Mexico and Colombia and the demanders in the United States, what has been the impact on people's lives?
Well, the impact has been largely just an increase in instability, impunity, and violence in this area, in particular the what's called the Northern Triangle, which is Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Those three countries combined have some of the highest murder rates in the world. In fact, their murder rates double those of Mexico's. And the general population is caught in between much of what is going on. You know, a lot of these drug gangs, for instance, employ local gangs to do a lot of their dirty work. And these local gangs have gained power because of it. And these local gangs extort the people in many different ways. They extort small shop owners. They extort bus services. And this impacts the people directly.
Stephen Dudley is co-director of a new initiative called Insight that monitors and investigates organized crime in the Americas. He's been speaking to us from Bogota. Stephen, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.